Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Another snowstorm is expected to move across Minnesota later today into Wednesday morning. National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for parts of central and eastern Minnesota where 4 to 7 inches of snow could fall. A winter weather advisory is posted for areas in western, central, and southeastern Minnesota with 3 to 5 inches expected. Forecasters say some parts of southern Minnesota could see a rain-snow mix. Fewer people are dying in motorcycle crashes on Minnesota roads. State Motorcycle Safety Specialist Jay Box says we saw a spike in fatalities last year.
76 from 24 was a pretty high number. This year, though, we're at 57. And barring some unforeseen weather here, we will likely end the year at 57. And that was on 57 crashes. Really pleased to see that number go down significantly.
Box says he hopes the trend continues in 2026. There are about 400,000 motorcyclists in Minnesota, but not all of them are active. President Trump said Monday he plans to sign an executive order preempting artificial intelligence regulations at the state level. This is causing fears with lawmakers on both sides. Representative Kristen Bonner of Maple Grove just attended a national conference on AI and cybersecurity and says the consensus was the states should still regulate it.
The reality is that we know that states are the incubators, right? We are the folks who are the laboratories of democracy. We are the folks who come up with the ideas, the ways to innovate, to improve, to solution for everyday challenges that our citizens face.
Bonner says state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle say when it comes to protecting citizens, the states are best to decide AI rules. And the Minnesota Timberwolves lost to the Phoenix Suns 108-105 at Target Center. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is urging more protections from the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning. MNN's Sean Maloney reports.
Klobuchar was one of the lead authors of the Nicholas and Zachary Burt Memorial Carbon Monoxide Poisoning Prevention Act of 2022 following the tragic deaths of two brothers from Kimball, Minnesota. Klobuchar wants the Consumer Product Safety Commission to address the heightened risks of carbon monoxide poisoning during the winter months and provide further education on the dangers and the importance of installing CO detectors in homes. Klobuchar says more than 400 Americans die from carbon monoxide poisoning each year and more than 14,000 are sent to the hospital.
And Minnesota Wild scored 3 third-period goals in a 4-1 win over the Kraken last night in Seattle. The game was tied when Marcus Johansson netted the go-ahead goal. Jules Eriksson Ek lit the lamp in the second period, and Kirill Kaprizov and Vladimir Tarasenko added empty netters. Philip Gustafson made 23 saves for the victory. This is MNN.